Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning with Love and Action. I'm Ken Tuck, and I'm so thankful that you joined me this morning. I hope you're having a good day and looking forward to spending some time in God's Word this morning. Today we are going to talk about God's love, and it's just an awesome topic to talk about because it's about God, and God is love, and we're going to see that. We're going to get into His Word. We're going to be mainly in 1 John chapter 4, so if you are where you can open up your Bible and turn to 1 John chapter 4, that's where we're going to camp out for most of this 30 minutes. Most everybody has been talking about this year. They can't wait for 2020 to be over with because it's been such a crazy year, and now we are in October, so we are getting closer and closer to 2020 coming to an end. That doesn't mean the pandemic is going to come to an end, but who knows? Only God does, right? But whether we're in a pandemic or not, it's important to know about God, know about His love for us, know about His Son, Jesus Christ, and that's why I'm so excited about today's message. Before we get into talking about God's love, let's go to Him in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus, and we thank You for Your love, God. God, You love us like nobody can. Nobody's love even comes close to Your love. And we thank You for loving us like that. We thank You for sending us Your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins and for raising Him up from the grave to give all who believe eternal life. Lord, we thank You for watching over us. We thank You that even in a pandemic that we've been in for most of this year, Lord, You're with us and You're doing mighty works, and we praise You for that. Lord, I pray for those who are maybe quarantined right now who are listening. I know I have some friends that are quarantined at this moment. And Lord, I pray for their healing. Each and every person, Lord, that You would bring healing to their bodies. And God, that You would just bring a protection from the coronavirus, Father God. And that You would just, God, help those who are working on vaccines and medicines that can help, Lord, just continue to give them wisdom and knowledge where this virus can be a thing of the past, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank You for helping each and every one, Lord. People who are going through tough times financially, Lord, we just praying for Your provision in their lives. We're praying for people who just don't know You this morning, don't have that relationship with You, that today will be the day that they call out to You. Now, Lord, nothing is more important than that. Because, God, You still heal people. But one day, each one of us are going to die. And the important thing is knowing where we're going after we die. And, Lord, we know there's two places, heaven to be with You if we've received Your Son Jesus into our lives, or hell if we rejected You. And God, I pray for everyone listening who don't know You, God, that today they'll choose You. They'll choose to surrender their lives to You, Jesus. So Lord, we just give You this time, ask You, Holy Spirit, to teach us, guide us, lead us into all truths, and may we be doers of Your Word and not hearers only. And it's in Your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. And if you are listening today and you've never given your life to Jesus, I just want to encourage you this morning to do so. You can just call out to Him the best way that you know how. Just ask Him to forgive you, that you believe in Him, you believe that He died and rose again, and confess Him as your Lord. And the Word of God says, we shall be saved. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. You can call us at Love and Action at 334-494-4995. That's 334-494-4995. You can also email me at ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. If you have any questions or if you've made that decision today, then I can give you some next steps. So feel free to contact me. Okay, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 18. I'm going to read verses 18 through 21. And John writes, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' but hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from Him: whoever loves God must also love his brother." Powerful verses here, and let's go back to verse 18 there. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So let me ask you this morning, what are you fearful of? Is there something going on in your life that you're fearful of, you're afraid of? Coronavirus, maybe. Many fear not having enough money. Some people fear people. Others fear of being successful. And some of you may be thinking, well, what's up with that? Well, we've seen it time and time again in our ministry where we're working with the homeless and those who are just been living in poverty all their lives. And they start becoming successful and they've never experienced success before. And so they get fearful of that. And we've seen that happen many times. So that is a real fear that people have. Some people fear sharing Jesus with others. And that's a fear none of us should ever have. Some might think, well, what if I don't say the right thing? Or what if I can't remember a Bible verse? Don't let any of that stop you from sharing Jesus with others. Because the Lord tells us, if we would just start sharing with others, the Holy Spirit's going to give us words to say. And He empowers us to do His will. He tells us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that we are to be His witnesses everywhere we go. And we can be His witnesses because He has given us the power to do so. So don't be fearful of sharing your faith with others. Some are fearful of dying, perishing. And that's a fear that, well, if we have Jesus in our lives, we don't have that fear. Or we shouldn't have it anyway, because Jesus promises us, John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So see, Jesus promises us eternal life with Him. The Apostle Paul even said, "To live is Christ, to die is gain." You know, while we're alive, we're to live for Christ, to grow closer to Him personally, and to share Him with others. And then when we die, oh, it's great gain because we get to see Jesus face to face in all His glory. And nothing is going to be better than that. So if we're born-again believers, we should not have fear of dying. I remember 5 years ago when I was in the hospital, almost dying from an infection that I had. And I remember one night in particular where I knew that it could be the time because everything was leading towards that way. And I remember looking at my wife, Martha, and telling her, "I'm ready. If Jesus wants to take me, I'm ready to go home." When I made it through that night, Jesus brought me through that night. I knew that it wasn't my time yet. And I knew I would still have some more time here on earth to live for Him. But having that peace was awesome. That's not a peace that I could make for myself. That's only the peace that Jesus Christ can give us and that assurance of salvation when we give our lives to Him and know that we know that we know He's our Savior and Lord and we're going to be with Him forever. Then there is no fear of dying because eternity with Jesus is waiting for us. And I'm so looking forward to seeing Him face to face. Until then, keep living for Him. Now, John is talking about here in this scripture, what he's mainly talking about, that fear, is really the fear of Judgment Day. And if we fear that day, then he's saying we haven't been perfected in God's love, because through God's perfect love, perfected in Jesus Christ, we can have no fear of perishing, and that's called assurance. And so just ask yourself, am I assured of my salvation? And if you're not, then you can be assured right now. A friend of mine who I got saved through his ministry, Andy Bryan, who's gone to be with the Lord 10 years ago, he always used to say, if you're 99.9% sure that you're saved, you're 100% lost. Because you can be 100% sure and you'll have that assurance that you are saved. And so if you're not, I encourage you once again to call out to Him today and just pray to Him and give your life to Him. And He will forgive you. He will save you. You know, Jesus said in the first message ever recorded of Him, He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." So repent means to turn from our ways, to turn to Him, and start living for Him. And so I encourage you to do that today. and have that assurance of eternal life with Him. So we don't have to be afraid of perishing. We don't have to be afraid of Judgment Day. Because the words I long to hear are the words Jesus saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into His rest." And so those are the words that I'm longing to hear. And if you're afraid of perishing, again, you don't have to. God's love triumphs over everything. And God's greatest act of love was sending His Son Jesus to die on the cross for you and for me. And when I think about that, it just blows my mind, because who am I for God to do that? Who are you? Who's all of us for God to do that? To come to this filthy, sinful world, leaving the presence of God Almighty, coming from heaven to this earth, and to die for sinful people like me, and for sinful people like you and everybody else in this world. But that is God's love. God's love is so deep and so wide. It's just beyond comprehension. But He loves us that much. So we don't have to fear perishing. Because Jesus came, He conquered death. He conquered sin. He conquered Satan. Do you have Him and His perfect love this morning? If you do, praise God. If not, call out to Him now, because He's waiting for you. He loves you, and He wants to save you. If you are saved this morning, if you are a born-again believer, follower of Jesus, ask yourself this question: am I walking in God's love? Am I living out this life with God's love? Because as we read in verses 20 and 21, if anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from Him: whoever loves God must also love his brother. Oh, do we need more love in this world? This year, 2020, we have seen hatred just from every angle, it seems like. And we just need more love. We need more of God in this world to bring peace. The sad fact is there's hate in God's church. And that, my friends, should never happen. Because God tells us to love one another. So there's too much hate in the world. But then when it creeps into the church, it's even worse. We can't hate each other and still say that we love God. John writes right here, if we say we love God, but we hate our brother, then he says, we're liars. I just love how the Bible just cuts through it all and gets straight to the point. We're a liar if we say that. And we know who the father of lies is. It's Satan. So God has nothing to do with lies. God has everything to do with the truth and with love. And we can see how Satan has just really been working in 2020, separating people with all this isolation and everything, and just causing division every way you look. Politics, and we won't even go there. This time of year, sports, especially football. You know, if I said that I cheer for one certain team, then fans of the other team would go like, "I ain't listening to that guy anymore." Now, not everybody does, but there are some real hatred in sports. And I've been a big sports fan my whole life, and I understand how hatred does come into sports, because before I gave my life to the Lord, I just really didn't like some people who cheered for the other team. But praise God, God saved me and made me realize, you know what, Ken, it's just a game. And we can love each other through it all, win or lose or tie. God tells us we're to love one another, not to hate one another. And I'm not even talking about those who hate us. But, of course, we're to still love them and still pray for them, still bless them, the Word of God says. But here I'm just talking about within the body of Christ. We've got to love each other. We've got to support each other. We may not agree on everything, and that's okay. As long as we believe in Jesus Christ, that He is the only way to the Father, you know, those basic core beliefs, then, you know, we can disagree on politics, on sports, on whatever, but we've got to show love for one another. And I've got a number of friends that when it comes to politics, I just don't agree with them. But it's okay, because I love them anyway. And here in America, we have the right to vote for this person, that party, this party, whatever. And we have less than a month left until the election. And that's going to be a huge day, because there's a lot of people fearing what's going to happen on election day and then fearing what's going to happen after election day. Well, let me tell you, God is still going to be in control, whoever wins. So trust him. Whether the person you're voting for wins or loses, trust God, and let's show love to one another, because God is love. We're to reflect that love, show that love to others. It's like the moon. The moon reflects the light of the sun, and therefore we are to reflect the light of the sun, Jesus Christ. And when we do, then we're showing love, and we're walking in the love of God. So we got to love each other. We got to love one another. People are dying and going to hell every day. We can't reach them if we're showing hatred. We can only reach them by showing them the love of God. That's what we really stress and we do at Love in Action, and that's why it's called Love in Action. It's God's love, and love is an action. It's an action verb, and we need to have action behind our words. And this year, praise God, we've seen 186 decisions for Jesus. Praise God for that, and that's all God. But they're seeing love in God's people, and that's what they want. They want God's love in their lives. Speaking of loving one another within the body of Christ, Jesus says in John chapter 13, verse 35, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So see, if we're going to love one another, people are going to know that we are disciples of Jesus. And if we don't have love for one another, then what do they want to do with Jesus? They don't want to have anything to do with Jesus if they look at us and don't see us loving one another. You know, the world can beat us up. So why do you want somebody who you're supposed to have the same belief with beating you up? You don't. So let's love one another. Let's love one another within the body of Christ, as well as love those outside the body of Christ. We need to pray for people. We need to show God's love to people, because hell is real, and it should matter to us where people are going when they die. I've seen recently, in just this past week, famous people dying. There's been some famous baseball players, Hall of Famers, who have died recently, like Bob Gibson. There's been musicians. Eddie Van Halen, one of the greatest guitarists ever, died this past week. And I always wondered, do they know Jesus? And I pray for their families and even the fans, because they all need to know Jesus too. And it just shows us also that no matter how great you are in this world, a Hall of Fame baseball player or a great musician, you know, Hall of Fame musician, what counts is when we leave this world. You know, are we going to be with Jesus forever? Or did we miss out? Because there's not a second chance after we die. And that's why I stress, and I'm stressing so much today, call out to Jesus today and experience real life here on earth through him, because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody comes to the Father except through him. John 14, verse 6. Love. 1 John really focuses a lot on love. And let's back up on that same chapter 4, and start reading at verse 7. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." You see that? God is love. And it's going to mention that again, a handful of verses down from here. But let's keep reading, verse 9. "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." That means, propitiation means an appeasement or satisfaction. The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross satisfied the demands of God's holiness for the punishment of sin. sin that you and I have done in our lives, that all of humanity has done in our lives, Jesus paid that price for each one of us. He was the perfect sacrifice for each one of us. And his sacrifice, again, satisfied, that's the propitiation, satisfied the demands of God's holiness for the punishment of sin. So let's continue in verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. So again, you see, and right there, we have to love one another. And that shows that God's love is perfecting in us, is to love one another like God loves us. Keep going in verse 13 here. By this we know that we abide in him, and he is in us, because he has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. So we see twice in the scripture there, we see that God is love. Love is God's character. Jesus is the embodiment of God's love. If we profess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we better be living out this life in God's love. I like what the Believer's Bible Commentary says about verses 7 through 21. And by the way, before I go there, parents, I want to encourage your children as they respond to God's call on their lives. And I say that because every time I open up the Believer's Bible Commentary, I think about my mama, who was still going strong at 85. Oops, I said her age. Oop, sorry, Mom. Maybe I won't get too bad of a trouble there. But she's doing great. In 1997, for my birthday, my mom gave me that commentary because I was responding to God's call on my life to preach the gospel. And it's been a very important source to me over the years. So just wanted to encourage parents out there and grandparents, encourage your children and grandchildren as they respond to God's call in their lives. Make an investment in their lives to encourage them, because it will be a wonderful investment with great returns. But anyway, the commentary says this: John emphasizes that love is a duty consistent with the character of God. As has been mentioned previously, John is not thinking of love that is common to all men, but of that love to the children of God which has been implanted in those who have been born again. Love is of God as to its origin, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. It does not say that God loves. That is true. But John is emphasizing that God is love. Love is his nature. There is no love in the true sense, but that which finds its source in him. The words "God is love" are well worth all the languages in earth and heaven. Today, do a self-assessment and ask yourself this: am I walking in God's love? Am I living out this life in God's love? And if you are, praise God. Ask him to help you to continue to do that and to do it even more. And if not, if you say, well, you know, I'm really not, but I know I need to, then pray and ask God to help you with that, because he will, because that he wants you living in his love and letting his love flow through you to others. God promises us in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, "And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." Let God give you that new heart, that new spirit. Have you received that yet? Have you received your new heart and new spirit from God? If not, now is the time. Once again, I just want to encourage you, call out to him today if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 says this, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." So confess. Just call out, "Jesus, you are my Lord. I believe with all my heart you died for me. You rose again. Forgive me for my sins. I repent and I turn to you. I give you my life." And just call out to him like that, or there's no set prayer. Just call out to him and he will come in and he will save you. He will forgive you. He will give you life and life eternal. You'll still go through tough times here on earth because this is a fallen world and things happen. But he's with you. And he will lead you through every single situation, every single circumstance, every single pandemic, whatever. He's with you. And he'll bring you through. And that when that day comes, because there's a day coming for all of us, that we're going to leave this earth, then you'll know and you'll have that assurance that you will be with him forever. And my friends, nothing is more important than that. Nothing. So call out to him today. He loves you. He died for you. He came back to life for you. He wants to give you eternal life. Again, if you've made that decision today or you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. Our number at 11 Action is 334-494-4995. 334-494-4995. My email is ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. If you would like to find out more information about Love in Action, visit our website at loveinactionministries.com. loveinactionministries.com. Our website is basically a landing page, a landing site where you can find out information about all of our local ministry as well as the ministry we do overseas in reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can also follow us on Facebook. Just do a search for Love in Action and follow us on Facebook. We do a lot of posting on there. And one other thing I would like to let you know about, each Wednesday through the month of October, we are receiving over 1,200 boxes of food. They have perishables in them. They're USDA boxes with produce, milk, meat, other dairy products. And if you or if you know someone who's in need of food, you can come by at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays through the rest of this month and would be more than happy to give you a box of food. We are helping a lot of other ministries and churches with these boxes as well so they can reach people in their area of the Wiregrass. It's going from Dothan to Geneva, Elba, Enterprise, Newton, just all over. And we're very excited about that. But we'll have over 300 boxes remaining after that. So just come by. We're going to distribute these from our warehouse. And our warehouse is located at 115 South Lena Street. We're asking people to come through to our back parking lot via Crawford Street. So go on Crawford Street and come down Lena, South Lena Street. And we'll have volunteers directing traffic and putting a box in your car. One box per vehicle, and it's first come, first serve. So again, if you need food or you know somebody who does need food on Wednesdays, starting at 10 a.m. through the month of October, we will have those USDA boxes with meat, produce, milk, and other dairy items in there. So we're excited about really kicking off our new warehouse by doing this, and we're very thankful to God for his provision. Thank you for joining me this morning. I hope you have an awesome rest of the day and an awesome week coming up. And just remember, Jesus loves you. May God bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.